Psalm 119, I'm going to read several verses and then I'll share a thought with you and we'll be done. Psalm 119, verse number 1, blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep His testimonies and that seek Him with a whole heart. I'm not preaching this tonight, but it is a thought to those that can't find time for God, except whenever things are wrong. I don't believe that seeking Him with a whole heart. But the Bible says, blessed are they that keep His command or His testimonies and them that seek Him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity. They walk in His ways. Thou hast commanded us to keep Thy precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep Thy statutes. Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all Thy commandments. I will praise Thee with uprightness of heart. I shall have learned Thy righteous judgments. I will keep Thy statutes, so forsake me not utterly. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to Thy word. There's a question and the answer in verse number 9. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to Thy word. With my whole heart have I sought Thee. Oh, let me not wander from Thy commandments. Thy word have I hidden in my heart that I might not sin against Thee. Blessed art Thou, O Lord, teach me Thy statutes. With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of Thy testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate in Thy precepts. Have respect unto Thy ways. I will delight myself in Thy statutes, and I will not forget Thy word. Deal bountifully with Thy servant, that I may live. Keep Thy word. Verse number 18. Open Thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of Thy law. Well, that ought to be something we pray every time we read the Bible. Lord, open Thou mine eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of Thy law. I am a stranger in the earth. Hide not Thy commandments from me. My soul breaketh for the longing that it hath unto Thy judgments at all times. Thou hast rebuked the proud that are cursed, which do err from Thy commandments. Remove from me reproach and contempt, for I have kept Thy testimony. Princes also did sit and speak against me, but Thy servant did meditate in Thy statutes. Thy testimonies also are my delight and my counselors. 8 more verses and I'll stop. My soul cleaveth unto the dust. Quicken Thou me according to Thy word. I have declared my ways and Thou heardest me. Teach me Thy statutes. Make me to understand the way of Thy precepts. So shall I talk of Thy wondrous works. My soul melteth for heaviness. Strengthen Thou me according unto Thy word. Move me from the way of lying. Grant me Thy law graciously. I have chosen the way of truth. Thy judgments have I laid before me. I have stuck unto Thy testimonies, O Lord. Put me not to shame. I will run the way of Thy commandments when Thou shalt enlarge my heart. I said I'd finish with those 8, but I'm not. Teach me, O Lord, verse 33, the way of Thy statutes, and I shall keep it unto the end. Give me understanding, and I shall keep Thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Make me to go in the path of Thy commandments, for therein do I delight. Incline my heart to Thy testimonies and not to covetousness. Turn away my eyes from beholding vanity, and quicken Thou me in Thy way. Establish Thy word in Thy servant who is devoted to Thy fear. Turn away my reproach, which I fear, for Thy judgments are good. Behold, I have longed after Thy precepts. quicken me in thy righteousness. Let's read verse 1 through verse 40. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, tonight for the wonderful privilege you've given us once again to be in your house. Thank you, Lord, for such a beautiful day you've given us and blessed us with, and safe travels on the road. Thank you for that, Lord, today. Thank you, Lord, for helping us to complete our work and make it here on time tonight. Lord, to worship you once again around the precious Word of God. I pray, Lord, again tonight that you do as you did last evening. Lord, hide me behind the cross and help me, Lord, to say that that's needful and necessary tonight. Speak to the hearts of your people, Father, I do pray. And Lord, have your will and have your way in all that's said and done. Be with those that's not here tonight. Lord, would you convict their hearts, those that are just being lazy. Lord, I do realize there's some that's traveling. Brother Fred and Miss Jane, as they're traveling, be with them and keep them safe, Lord, as they go to be with family. Lord, for others that's not here for reasons unknown, I pray, God, that you'd convict their heart. And Lord, I pray that they learn what it is and what it means to serve thee with a whole heart. Father, we'll praise you and thank you for what you do in our heart, Lord, here tonight. Thank you, Lord, for the privilege once again to call upon thy name. We'll thank thee and praise thee for what you do. In Jesus' loving name we pray. Amen and amen. As we study the 119th Psalm, I'm not going to go through the whole thing. It's several verses of Scripture. But as we look at the 119th Psalm, it's the longest psalm of all the Bible. It's the longest chapter in all the Bible. 176 verses, and almost every one of them is a testimony to the value of the Scriptures. 119th Psalm is one of 50 anonymous psalms that they say the author is unknown. I would like to make some suggestions of who I think may have wrote that, but I'm not going to. You make your own suggestions and who you think may have wrote that. I can't help but lean a little toward David's side because of David's life and some of the things that David said in his life. But they say that it's one of 50 of the unknown authors. 119th Psalm is divided into 22 stanzas, each with 8 verses over the heading, or over the verses. In the heading over each stanza is one of the 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet. It was the Hebrew language that God originally conveyed His Word to His people. It is the very purpose of language to enable God to reveal Himself and His will to man, and man to respond to God in praise. It is believed that this psalm is a record of the spiritual growth of its writer, from his decision to believe and obey God's Word down to the time when he is expecting shortly to meet the Lord. Keep that in mind. I sort of still lean toward David, but don't hold me to that the preacher said David wrote this psalm. I'm not saying it, but I'm leaning sort of his way. I believe that this writer of the book of Psalm, 119th Psalm, is coming to the end of life. And I preached last night at a Psalm 18 where David was coming down to the end of his life and some things that David had said. And I believe this may coincide with that. Whether it's David or not, it's another saint of God that's coming down to the end of the road. They make some comments in these verses dealing with the greatness of God and the goodness of God. That in mind, we see that verse number 25, the Bible says, "My soul cleaveth unto the dust." The Hebrew word for cleaveth means is joined, has adhered, has overtaken, or has taken hold, has joined itself. As we read that again with that thought in mind, "My soul cleaveth unto the dust," or has joined or taken hold of the dust. We know that that word dust, it means either the earth or earthly things. Now it could be that as the writer is writing, that he feels that he's at the end of his road, his end of his life, and he's coming to a close, and that his soul is cleaving to the dust. It knows that's where it's going back to his body's going back to the ground, and his soul, of course, going to be with the Lord. But maybe as he's writing this, he's thinking about death, going back to the earth. We also look at this in a sense of earthly things. "My soul cleaveth unto the dust." Perhaps he's thinking about earthly things. As we think of men of the world that like to hold on to earthly things. like to keep those earthly things and hold on to that. And he says, my soul cleaveth unto the dust. And he's asking, and this thought is, quicken thou me according to thy word. That word quicken, we know, means to make me alive, revive me, stir my soul up. Here the psalmist is testifying of how his soul has taken hold of the earth or the earthly things, and sin has entered in, and he feels that his soul is spiritually dead. Praise thou, quicken thou me according to thy word. Those times that we feel so far from God, we should seek to be restored or made alive or revived through the word of God. You and I, as Christians, as born-again believers, no matter what situation or how great things seems to be, there's always a time that we see we need revival. We should see that anyway. We should seek that God would stir us and restore us and make us alive and revive us through His Word. God can make an end to our dead state so that we can once again walk with the Lord in the land of the living. Isaiah 26, verse 19, the Bible says, awake and sing, ye that dwell in dust. Proverbs 28, 13, he that covereth his sin shall not prosper. Whosoever confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. David said in Psalm 51, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. God certainly can, and God certainly will restore that one that will ask in repentance for forgiveness of their sins. He'll put all the pieces back together, and He'll help us to once again to rejoice. Amen. We see in verse number 26, the psalmist says, I have declared my ways, and thou heardest me. Here he says, I've repented of my ways. I repented of my sins, and thou heardest me. Again, I lean toward David because David had sinned against God. And we know in 2 Samuel chapter 11 with Bathsheba, then with Uriah, the husband, and all the things that David did there, David had sinned against God. And David confessed that. God heard his cry in Psalms 51. And David confessed it in Psalms 32. And we know that God heard him and God forgave him of his sin. I believe this to be the testimony. I've repented of my ways, and thou heardest me. First step, of course, for our sin is to repent. Turn away from those things that's hindering us from walking with God. We all know that, and I believe that's what the psalmist is saying. I turn from those things. In Psalms 119 and verse 59, the writer says, I thought on my ways and turned my feet unto thy testimony. In other words, he began to think about that fellowship, how it was broken between him and God. He says, I thought on my ways and turned my feet to thy testimonies. I made haste and delayed not to keep thy commandments. That's a beautiful picture, if you would, of repentance. Amen. I believe that God forgives, amen, if we'll confess. That's what the Bible says. We'll confess, He'll forgive. Just because we're saved by the grace of God don't mean we don't sin. We've all come short of the glory of God. Amen. That's the Bible. And we sin with our thoughts. We might not sin in our actions, but we sin many times in our thoughts. Amen. The things that we don't do, the omitted things that we should do that we don't do, that's a sin. He didn't know what to do good, doeth it not. Him and his sin. And we ought to confess that and keep ourselves clean and pure before God. The psalmist says, thou heard me. The psalmist said that he heardest me, or thou heardest me, and he heard my cry. David said in Psalms 3 and verse 4, I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. He'll hear our cry, amen, if we'll cry unto him. He's listening for our prayer. Where it's a prayer of repentance, where it's a prayer of praise, or whatever the case is, he's listening for our prayer. God will hear, certainly, the prayer of repentance. Verse 27, the Bible says, make me to understand the way of thy precepts, and so shall I walk in thy wondrous works. Psalmist in verses 27 and 28 is pleading for help. He says, I'm weak and I'm need of help. He says unto the Lord, strengthen thou me. Make me to understand the way. Help my soul, for it melteth for heaviness, and strengthen me according to thy word. Help me, I need thy strength to make it every day of my life. I was reading the devotion this morning, and in the devotion that I got, it was Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. Wait to those that wait upon the Lord. And I was reading that devotion, and it's talking about that word wait. That word wait is not the word as waiter or waitress. It's somebody that's waiting on you to hand and foot or to serve. It doesn't mean serve. That word wait in that verse of Scripture means look for, expecting. Those that look for, those that are expecting the Lord. The Bible says they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. He shall renew their strength. So those that are waiting for, those that are looking for the Lord. And listen, focusing on His Word and looking for Him and expecting Him, they shall have renewed strength. I believe that verse of Scripture simply means if we'll hunker down in the Word of God and study it and read it and meditate on the precious Word of God, it'll give us renewed strength to walk for Him. Walk in His ways. It's what the writer here was writing, asking for strength. I'm weak and I need help from the Lord. As we walk in our daily lives, many times we get weak. Amen. Can't say that you don't, because we do. We're in the flesh. In the flesh dwelleth no good thing. Our flesh, listen, is not willing. The spirit is, but the flesh is weak. It's Bible. So we need the strength in the Lord. It's the reason I like to sing that song, that there is strength in the Lord, because we get weak. Verse 29, the psalmist is writing and says, remove from me the way of lying. Don't lie to yourself, first of all. Don't lie to everybody else. Hello? We ought not lie about our sin. We ought not be lying about our spiritual deadness. I meet a lot of people that say that they're saved, but spiritually dead as they can be. I believe we even have some members of our church that say they're saved, but they're spiritually dead as they can be. There's a spiritual deadness, and what they're doing is they're lying. Lying to themselves, and they're lying to others about their spirituality. Ought not do that, amen? Don't lie to others, and certainly don't lie to herself, but don't lie to God. The psalmist is saying, remove me from the way of lying and grant me thy law graciously. God knows all about it anyway. There ain't no need in lying about it. 1 John 1:6, if we say we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. That's just Bible. Amen. I didn't write it. I just read it. They're lying. Spiritually dead. Verse number 30, the psalmist said, I've chosen the way of truth. Thy judgments have I laid before me. Now listen real close while I'm going to tell you. No man ever just fail into righteousness. There's no man ever just fail into the right way. I don't care how many TV evangelists and books they write or whatever else that says, well, God's just good to them. We're all just going to go to heaven. Man never fell into righteousness. Man's born of sin. Amen. Job said, man is full of trouble. As of a few days and full of trouble. Man is full of sin. So therefore, man has to make a choice. You're going to serve God, you're going to serve sin. Here the psalm writer is saying, I have chosen the way of truth. I made my choice. Had to be a choice made in their life, in the psalmist's life, and certainly there has to be a choice in our life. A person comes to that age of accountability. Amen. There has to be a choice. Which direction are you going to go? Moses made the choice in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 24. The Bible says, by faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer the affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. For to choose is when a thing lies before a man and he considers and takes it. That word choose means when something lies before you as an individual, you consider what it is and then you take it. You chose to take it. The psalmist said, I have chosen the way of truth. Joshua said in Joshua chapter 24 verse 15, choose you this day whom you will serve. Elijah said in 1 Kings 18:21, how long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, then follow Him. Make your choice. Choose who you're going to serve. Psalmist said in verse number 30, I've chosen the way of truth. He decided to follow Jesus. Amen. I've decided just go with God. That's a wonderful choice. Amen. That's the right choice. Have you chosen the way? I've chosen the way, and most of us here tonight have chosen the way. We've chosen just to follow God. We're going to go with the Lord. We're going to stick with Him. We're going to stick by His Word. Listen, if we do that, we've got to confess our sin. Amen. We've got to realize we are sinners and we do sin. And when we do sin, we are to confess those sins. Amen. That's just Bible. So many people think once they get saved, they never sin again. I've got news for them. Can't back that up with the Word of God, first of all, and they're fooling themselves. As we've chosen the way to follow the Lord, we've decided to do that. Look with me in verse 31, what the psalmist said. After he decided to follow the Lord, chose the way of truth, in verse 31, I have stuck unto thy testimony. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. The psalmist said, I stuck with it. I chose to serve the Lord. I chose to believe in the Word of God. I chose God as my Lord and my Savior, as my Father. I believe on His Word. I believe in who He is. I trust Him. And as he said in Psalms 18, as David said, he's my rock, he's my fortress, he's my defense. And the psalmist here is saying, I believe that, I've stuck to that, I've chosen that, and I've stuck to all thy testimonies. I didn't turn away from it. I stuck with it. Through thick and thin, I just went with God. Verse 32, he says, I will run the way of thy commandments. Thou shalt enlarge my heart. I will run. That's a commitment. I've stuck to it, he said in verse number 31, but in verse 32, he says, I will run the way of thy commandments. In other words, he says, I'm not turning back. I've made my mind up. I've decided. I've chosen. I've made my choice, and I'm going to stick to it, and I'm going to run my race. I will run. By running is meant that run is meant to be cheerful, ready, and zealous, observing God's precepts. That word run does not mean I'm going to go in thy way and I'm just going to walk thy way. But it says I'm going to run. That word run means he's going to stay at it steady. Give it everything he's got. It's a different when you go, it's a different when you walk than it is when you run. When you run, you got to give it a whole lot more effort. They that would come to their journey's end must run in the way of God's commandments. As we think on this thought tonight, as the psalmist is writing, I believe, coming down to the end of the road, life is coming down to an end and fixing to cross over to the other side. Said, I've made my choice. I stuck to it. And from here on out, I'm going to run my race. I'm going to run in thy commandments. I'm going to follow you every step of the way. What a testimony. Amen. Preached last night on the thought of what would your last words be, and we talked about David and his last words. Here again we see that the psalmist said, I've chosen the way. We tonight have chosen that way. We've chosen to serve the Lord, and we need to stick to it. Sometimes it may be tough. Sometimes it may be hard. I've said many times, God never said there's an easy button. But He did say, my grace is sufficient. So let's just make our minds up. We're going to serve Him. We're going to go all the way with Him. All the way to the end, we're going to be there with Him. Amen. Stick by the stuff. Precious Word of God. Hope it's a help to you tonight. I hope it's an encouragement to you. Serve Him with your whole heart. The psalmist went on to say through the Scriptures, to teach me, to give me understanding, to make me to go in the path of Thy commandment. Seeking guidance from the Lord. That the rest of his life would be pleasing unto Him. That's my prayer tonight, that the rest of my life, the rest of my days, I'm 49 years old, man's promised 70 years. I've made it almost to 50, got about 20 more years of promised years if God leads me here. But I've made my mind up. I'm just going to go with God. I'm going to stick by the stuff. And if everybody else deters and everybody else turns and decides to go after Baal and the ways of the world and the earthly things, I'm going to stay with God. Amen. Hope you make that same decision. We've chosen the way. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, tonight for the privilege to be in your house. Thank you, Lord, for the